Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, beautiful people, how are you doing today? My name is Venice Feng Chung, otherwise known as DJ Mona Lisa Amari, and it's such a wonderful day. Just checked my grades online, and I got a 97.62 overall grade. So I'm feeling very happy right now. And apart from that, I also got a text, and it was like, "Hey, sexy mama, how you doing?" One of the most sexiest mothers online. So a lot of compliments coming my way. But how about you? I realized that most of us tend to surround ourselves by people who always put us down. I was like that, a woman that was abused for many years and did nothing about it. All I kept doing was saying, help me, Jesus, and nothing really ever happened until I decided to do something about it. So I want to reach out to you today. I don't care who you are, what walks of life you come from. I know that I will be able to relate to you. I want to relate especially today to the single mothers who have somehow given up on life. You know that it took two people to bring forth the life that is in your care, but somehow everything is left on you and you don't know what to do. I just don't get it. How can a father not remember his child or his children? How can a father not have any love or empathy for his own? I just don't get it. Neither will you get it. You may try, but you may never understand it. So in the meantime, what you have to do is try to be all that you can be, despite the obstacles and despite what you're going through. Because you know what? Life is an investment, and if you have a child and you're the only one that is taking care of that individual, let me tell you, children, they don't forget anything. You just continue doing your best for that child. you understand, whatever you have, share it with the child, not just material things, but also knowledge, because that is one of the things that I've passed on to my kids within the last 3 years more than anything else. Because before that, I had everything to give them. I used to go Walmart in the middle of the night and shop until 6 in the morning, and then my kids would just wake up and see stuff on their beds, and they would be saying, "Oh, Mom, thank you so much." And those were the days that I allowed them to call me Mother. I felt so special about myself. I did not even want to be called Mommy. I told them, "Call me Mother." But that changed. One day that changed, and I was no longer able to give these things to them. I found myself on the streets of America, and all I could give to them was knowledge. All I could plant inside of them was faith. Faith in what? Faith in who? Faith in Jesus Christ. When they asked me, "Mom, where is Dad?" all I could say is, "We have one Father that is Father of us all, that will never leave us, that will never forsake us, and that is God Almighty." I slept in my truck for more than 2 years, and you would say, how can a woman like me sleep in her truck and no one is there to help me? Maybe because I didn't tell the world. Maybe that is one of the reasons, because everyone saw me on Facebook, everyone saw me online. I kept on living, I kept on doing my thing. My pictures were more beautiful than before because I was out there, so I was going more places. I had nowhere to live, so I was traveling to the beaches and taking beautiful pictures. So no one truly understood what I was going through. There was one time when I tried to reach out to one or two of my friends, but I realized that they totally ignored my plea for help, and so I left it alone, because I then realized that friendship on Facebook is not the way that it ought to be. Friends ought to be real friends. That term is definitely taken out of context. The greatest accomplishment that I've done for myself during the time that I was on the street was attending college. And as you all know, I'm a student of Full Sail University, where I'm pursuing my film Bachelor of Science degree. One day while driving from place to place trying to find somewhere to sleep, because I wanted my kids to sleep safely and I wanted to park somewhere where the cops would not arrest me, asking me what I was doing there. So I drove for about 50 miles because I also knew that by driving, you know, the rhythm of the driving would keep them asleep. And at one point I parked and I said to God, "What do I have to do to change my life?" And I heard a voice said, "Go to school." I said, "School? I can't even find food. I can't find gas. I'm running from the finance company because I can't pay them for my vehicle. And school? Are you for real?" And God said, "Yes, I want you to go to school." And I remember being on YouTube and seeing this ad about Full Sail University, and I remember wanting to go to that school someday, and I said, "Okay, I'm going to apply to the school." I applied for the school. At that time, my son was with me, and God bless his soul, my son begged a dollar here, a dollar there, and paid my application fee to attend Full Sail University. And I applied to Full Sail University, and I'm sorry, but this is life. It's the real life. Anyway, I applied to Full Sail University and was accepted. And ever since, they've worked with me. At one point, I drove all the way to Orlando to attend school. And after reaching Orlando, I was told that I was not able to go to college. I moved with my entire family because I had a loan in default. I called Salome, and they said, we turned it over to a collection agency. I called the collection agency. They said, "Ms. Feng Chang, you haven't paid your loan since you stopped going to Nova Southeastern University, and so you won't be able to attend college anymore." I said to him, what can I do? Please, there must be a solution, but I have to go to school. And that is when he said to me, we do have a plan, but you will have to pay $50 for 9 months straight. When I thought about 9 months, I was like, wow, 9 months it took me to bring a child, and that seemed to be forever. How can I possibly do this for 9 months? You know, and I hung up the phone and lived on the street with my kids just the same. And then I couldn't take it no more, and I went back to God, and I said, please, what can I do to get off these streets? And he said it again, go to school. I called the collection agency and said, listen, this is what I'll do. You remember that 9 month plan that you told me about? I'm willing to start that plan today. They said, we need $50 from you right away. I said to them, I'll call you back. Once again, I went begging on the streets of America, me and my child, Anwar. And we collected another $50 in CenterTalk to make my first payment. And I was like, yes, I made my first payment. I didn't try to look down the road at 9 months. I just looked at it this way, month one, month two, month three. And believe it or not, for every month that came by, I begged on the streets and I made my student loan. I made my student loan. Would you believe it? But the 8 months was very, very hard on me. And that's how life is. When you're at the peak, about to go over that mountain, things do happen. And life was extra hard. I tried to apply for food stamp. I wasn't getting through because I couldn't prove where I live. And I was just going from place to place. And, you know, they were like, are you a resident of Florida or are you a resident of Maryland? Where do you really live? We see where you say that you are a resident of Florida, but the last time you tried to file for food stamp in Maryland, so we need to do an investigation. And this went on for months. No food stamp, no money, don't know what to do. And I remember calling a friend of mine, and he said to me that, which is more important, that I give you money for food or that I give you money for your student loan? I say, I need both. He said to me, I'm only able to help you with one. And I said, what is it? He said, food. But student loan, that's the least. You can't eat education. That's the least right now. And I said to him, it really doesn't matter what you say, and although I really do need this money from you, I'm going to tell you straight up, education means the world to me. You may help me with food, you may help me with hotel, but how long will you help me? Next week, I'll still be in the same situation, but education will be able to change my life. And I remember hanging up the phone because I just felt that I need someone to encourage me, not to discourage me when it comes to education, because my grandmother never played with education. Even on her sickbed, she was like, did Venice go to school this morning? Whether it was sun or shine, she made sure that I attended school. And so I got on my phone, went through my contact list, made calls after calls after calls, and somehow I succeeded with one call and was able to make my student loan. I will never forget the day that they said to me that you are now able to attend college. And I called Full Sail University after 9 months and told them that I'm out of default. I can now attend college. Of course, I had to do the paperwork all over. I couldn't afford the money to fax the paperwork, but I had gas in my truck because I went from gas station to gas station begging for gas, which is easier to get than asking for money. And so I drove over to Full Sail University, and they did the paperwork right there. I got a grant for $22,000. You know that Full Sail is very expensive. A grant as a resident of Florida. I got it. I also got another grant for writing an essay which I did quite well. And then I also got my student loan and everything else, and I was like, how much more do I have to come up with monthly in order to go to school? And they were like, you need to come up with at least $1,000. And the voice said to me, do not give up. Just believe that God is with you. Tell them you still can make it. And I tell them, that's okay. And let me show you how God is good. 2 days before it was time for school to start, I got a paper showing what I would really pay to attend school, and the amount dropped to $303. And later on, when I made my first month's payment, and I called to ask them to delay the second month's payment, I realized that my payment was really $208. Like $203, not even $303. So that is the God that we serve. I recently called them and I was like, hey, I'm waiting for my taxes, so I'm asking you all for some time. And they said, no problem. One of the greatest miracles that God did for me was this. I'm not supposed to receive a laptop until I make my first payment, which I wasn't able to make. And my laptop came in the mail by FedEx, and I was like, oh my God! You know, I have that kid in me. You know, and I was screaming. And the funny thing about it, when I spoke to someone at Full Sail University, they weren't even aware that I received my laptop in the mail. So God is an amazing God, but it wasn't finished there. I also needed to be on campus in 4 months. How was I going to do it? I had no idea. Sadly, in December, everything became worse for me because my children, the hotel that we stayed at, we were staying at a hotel when I started school, and the hotel prices went up because of the Christmas, and the manager called me and he said, Ms. Feng Chung, the next 2 weeks, you'll be paying almost $100 per day. And I'm like, are you for real? And he said, yes, I'm sorry, else you'll have to go. And I looked around me at everything I owned. I just met into an accident, my vehicle right off, my child was in the hospital, everything was at me. I just took her out of the hospital, Nemours Hospital. I didn't know what to do. During all that time, I was doing my schoolwork. My teachers weren't aware that I was going through all this because I was still getting them A's, you know, and I looked at the one thing that I had, and that was my school laptop, fully loaded, because, you know, to study movies, there are certain programs that you have to receive, and I had them all fully loaded in my laptop, and I looked at it, and I said to the kids, I'm pawning my computer. And they're like, no, Mona, no. And because they knew that I did that before. While on the street, I pawned my Apple computer and paid down on a vehicle because we were walking and dragging our suitcases on the road. And I said to them, I have to let go. I have to do this for you all because I don't want you all on the streets again. I can't. And I don't want the government to take you away. The government already took away 6 of my children when I was 22 years old. 6 children. I never saw them again till 15 years after. I didn't want to lose another 7. No, especially my twins. I'm very close to them. I mean, they're my reasons for living. I didn't want to part with them. And I went to the pawn shop, and he asked me how much I wanted. And I said, I need 1,000. And he said, I won't give you 1,000, but I'll give you 8. I said, how about 850? And he said, okay. And believe it or not, 850 was done in like 8 days because the hotel is like almost $100 per day. And I still had to do my schoolwork. And still got those A's. God is a wonderful God. And I'm here to tell you that, you see the thing called, what they call it, envy? No, it should never be in any of us vocabulary. It's not a good thing because sometimes we don't know what people go through to have what they want. You understand? And I know that I'm not the only one who has sacrificed so much to be where they are today. How about you? Maybe you sacrificed your life in order to have a good marriage. Maybe you gave up on your dreams. Maybe you put your goals so that you could keep your husband happy and your children. But every sacrifice will come with a reward, no doubt. I know sometimes you feel like you're going through the valley of the shadow of death. Not just death, but death. You know, debts, D-E-B-T-S, where you don't know where the next dime is going to come from. You don't know what's going to happen to you. So many college students go through so much. That's why I had to really give it to my kids' online teacher the other day. I was like, I tell you that I'm in the hospital, that my daughter is in the hospital. You don't have nothing to say. I tell you that we all crashed. Me and my other kids, we crashed on the turnpike, and we were in another hospital while my daughter was in another hospital. You don't have nothing to say. All you have to say to me is make sure we finish a certain amount of work by a certain amount of date. I say, you have no freaking art. You think that you're dealing with a fool. You're dealing with a highly intellectual bitch. I cursed her off straight up, and I told her, wherever you've been, I've been there. University College, I've been there too. But let me tell you, at the end of the day, you need to have a heart. You understand? But at Full Sail University, I could easily tell my instructor, listen, my child is in the hospital, and my instructor would be like, Venice, I'm sorry to hear that your child is in the hospital. You have an extra 3 days to make up for your shortcomings. So I must say that the people at Full Sail University, the staff, they are very professional, and I would recommend that school to anyone any day. Beautiful people, I just want to say thank you for listening to me. Don't forget that I do love you from the bottom of my heart and soul. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere that DJ Mona Lisa is here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to take you out with some songs, my favorite songs, Maxwell and Michael Bolton. Ooh.
Never seen the lights off like this.
Yeah, you're like magnet. Definitely drawing me back. Every time I go away, you just keep pulling me back. Oh, I long to be on like stations like WNWK and WNJR, wonderful stations. And it all depends on my class schedule. I have to be on campus by the 27th. But it all depends. I hear that it will be a very hectic schedule. You know, it all depends. I really need to be on FM stations where I can play music and just soothe your heart, your body, your mind and soul. We only have 2 minutes to go, taking you out with Michael Bolton. Once again, have yourself a wonderful day. See you tomorrow, same time, same place on Blog Talk Radio.